Welcome, everybody, to IJOV, Inside Joke, Outside Voice, where the responses are in the moment and out of thin air. Why don't we start with our very first game of the night? It is the alphabet game. I will come up with a setting for our players and pick a random letter. The first word of the first letter for the first player starts with that letter. Then the next player's first word starts the next, etc. You get it. The scene is, first let me tell you the players. The players are Matt, John, and Jason. And the scene, it's the last few hours of a road trip and you're all getting a little sick of each other. And we are starting with the letter S. Again, that's Matt, John, and Jason. Start when you're ready.
So,
what are we doing, guys?
What? Very, very anxious to get home.
What path are we going to take?
X has a post that says I-45 is going to be closed for the next 3 days, so we probably can't go that way.
You know that X is the worst place to get traffic information, right?
Z is a better place to get traffic, to be honest with you.
Actually, I follow the DOT account for our county, and it's up to date, Dick.
Brothers, we've just got to make it these last couple of hours.
Cousins, let's come together and collaborate.
Dude, we're not related, and I'm not going to let you keep fucking acting like we are.
Everybody's related in God's eyes.
Friends, let's figure this damn thing out, all right?
God turned his back on us a long time ago, bud.
Hope you're happy. You've ruined everything.
Sorry. I was just sitting here.
Jesus Christ.
Kevin, I swear to God.
Let me tell you something. I'm at a loss. I'm at a loss.
My mom, God rest your soul, would never stand for this kind of debauchery.
No one gives a fuck about your mom.
Oh my God. You didn't just go there, did you?
Please, Lord, give me the strength not to crash this car right now.
Question, who's going to die before they make it home? Answer, both of you.
Rob.
Rob's not even in here with us? Like.
Time to drive off a cliff.
A different Rob.
There we go. And that's been the whole alphabet and the end of two friendships.
And John, three lives, apparently.
John, you seemed like such a subtle instigator. I was waiting for the, let me tell you something.
I was trying not
and
to.
Then just,
tell you something, brother. Just nothing.
Nothing. Just like, let it hang. Let's move on to our next game. From broken friendships to broken AI. In this game, one player will be playing an AI device while the other player is asking the device questions. Questions will be up to the players asking, but the AI will slowly be breaking in a manner I decide. We have Matt. You are looking for a new place in town to eat. Rob, you are the broken AI and you can't seem to settle on an accent.
Hey, AI, I need to get some dinner tonight. Any recommendations?
What style of food are you looking for?
Ooh. Are there any good Mexican places in town?
Searching.
Oh, wait. Scratch that. Didn't an Irish place just open?
Oh, you're looking for some Irish food, are you?
Yep. How far away is it?
Well, it's only about a click or two down the boulevard.
Oh, I don't do metric. Okay. Is there a nice, like, southern barbecue-y kind of place?
Oh, you're looking for some Cajun gumbo there, boy?
Yeah, that could be good. Is it pricey?
Oh, no, it's not too pricey at all, my friend. This place is about to make a name for itself, I'll tell you what.
You know what? I am famished, and I kind of want to be quick about it.
Make up your fucking mind, lad.
Excuse me?
I've got places to be.
Where do you have to be?
It's only a half hour show, lad.
Well, me and you better have it right, Donnybrook, then.
Damn it, Highlanders.
Get something on DoorDash.
It is time for our next game. This one involves everyone. It is called On This Day in History. Players will be taking turns giving outrageous facts about what happened on this day in history. The players are Jason, Rob, Matt, Becky, and John.
So everyone.
Yeah, it's an everybody game.
Okay.
Not James.
No, not me. I'm not allowed.
And not other Rob.
Oh, yeah, right.
So, Jason, you may start on this day in history as you see fit.
On this day in history, scientists discovered that a human body is merely just a meat tube with two puckering anuses at either end.
On this day in history, the local Costco reported a loss of 400 pallets of baby oil.
On this day in history, the only needle in a haystack ever recorded found was found.
On this day in history, the pagans invented the autumnal equinox by sacrificing a bunch of babies.
On this day in history, hang on. Yeah, that train just crashed.
On this day in history, the historic 97-car pileup on I-202 after a truckload of lube crashed. Interesting.
On this day in history, the well-known southern barbecue pit, the Eye of Sauron, closed for good.
Oh, no. On this day in history, my bitch ex-wife crashed a truck of lube.
God damn it, Carol.
On this day in history, a UFO dropped me off to Earth.
On this day in history, I found stuff. It's right there.
And on that note, I think we have all stopped finding stuff, and it is a perfect time to move on to our next game.
Such a big day in history. Oh, my.
It really was. Very slippery.
Very important. Lube-filled day.
I found me and Matt were married to the same person. It's now time to play the next game. Called alternate movie lines. In alternate movie lines, our players will jump in, giving other takes of famous lines that didn't make it into the movies. I'm going to say extra credit theme for tonight, Disney films. Ooh. Jason.
Under the sea, everyone's naked, show your cloakie under the sea.
Matt.
You're a human woman, and I'm a wolf, bear, bison, beast monster, and like society is not going to look favorably upon this, but if you're into it.
Took me too long to realize what movie that was. John.
Sorry, lady. We only have these glass slippers in size 9.
Jason.
You got a friend in me. That got a finger in you.
Matt.
Everything the light touches is mine, not yours, mine. Will always be mine, will never be yours, all mine forever. End of story.
The circle of life. Jason.
Remy, food is fuel, except for a peach. I could eat a peach for hours.
I didn't know Vince McMahon was it. MASH.
I'm sorry, I'm recovering. If anyone else wants to go on.
John.
I took my finger out because I needed more lube, but there's no lube around.
In me, yeah.
In me.
Matt, there you go.
No, Hakuna Matata means let's get fucked up, bro.
Jason.
Oh, no. Andy left his whole big box of lube.
I think we see where this is just going to keep going. So why don't we just slide on into our final.
I'm gonna loop it.
Final game of the night. Just keep looping.
Punch drunk.
Our last game of the night is called High Sharks. In this game, our players will be pitching products to the sharks. That's me. That will solve a problem that I've decided. And tonight, our three contestants are Jason, John, and Rob. And the problem you are trying to solve is always being late to things. Work, parties, whatever. Jason, you may start your pitch.
First, I want to say thank you for the opportunity. I mean, this means so much to me. Being a single father, I have very limited time on the calendar. You know, most days I've either got to get food for me or go to the bar. There's always something. So question comes up, what about the other stuff I'm responsible for? What if I'm late to work? But what if I'm late to picking the kids up from school or taking them to school? So anyway, I got this mannequin here, right? And what you do is you draw your best approximation of your face on the mannequin's face. And we sell them in a 2-pack, a 3-pack, a 5-pack, no 4-packs, because that's just weird. All the lube you could ever need, and you just take it and put it wherever you're supposed to be ahead of time. So say you got to take the kids to school. Well, you put them at the front door, you put the lunch in his hands, and then you go back to the bar. Problem solved. You drop one off at work, put it at your desk. Problem solved. Anywhere you got to be. You put Mr. Dummy here there. Problem solved. Say it with me. That's our brand motto. That's the key phrase.
Problems.
It is trademarked. Problem solved. Thank you. Yes, there you go. I'll take $50 million for 1%.
Interesting offer. I will, we will consider that. But first, why don't we speak with John? John?
Sup, bros. I'm here with this totally awesome, cool thing that I found. Because, you know, like, you can do stuff and you're late to stuff. Like, job, whatever. But, like, totally, like, I found this thing. It's called Transcendentalism, where it just doesn't matter, man. Like, you go to this place of like sheer paradise, and it's like you just go there, man, and you see all the dolphins and like all this rainbow stuff, pink and purple. Oh my god, I hear it.
So real, man.
Bruh.
Dude.
It's like so awesome. You guys need this in your life, man. Bruh. I'll take whatever. Okay. Funyuns. Give me some Funyuns, man.
Very good, brah.
Bruh.
We have one more person out there. Rob, why don't you tell us about your pitch?
Hi, Sharks. Thank you for having me. Thank you for the opportunity. Good luck to my fellow pitchers, even though on the last one it felt like I literally lost brain cells. So my pitch, it's a bit off the beaten path, and it's not for everyone. This is actually an 18 plus kind of product. I call it the anal alarm. Basically, it is a small, almost like AA battery sized unit that you pair with your cell phone or your PDA or your online calendar, and you insert it into your anus, and 15 minutes before anywhere important you need to be, it inflates to 5 times its normal size. Thereby drawing your attention that there is something that needs to be done. And you can immediately check your contacts, check your calendar, realize you have some place to be, deflate the alarm, recover, and then make it to your appointment on time.
I mean, what a fulfilling...
I can see from the looks on your faces that some of you may have beta tested this already.
Bruh, some are wearing two now.
I'll trade you a PDA for this bag of Funyuns.
Now, to our pitches, I would like to thank all of three of you for coming out, but I stopped listening about halfway through. The second guy's just got straight ayahuasca. Guys,
pay the man.
Yep, Funyuns are coming. And that is the end of High Sharks and the end of tonight's game. Hi, Sharks.
Oh, wow. I also realized we all missed the boat, and none of us said, thanks, Sharks. Sorry for being late.
Oh, hindsight, man.
I wasn't late because I'm using the ANA.
No, hold on.
Yours is a double, mine's a C.
Oh, God.
Nor is he on time.
Comes in different flavors.
I think I forgot to do something. Oh, Jesus. Hold on. Let me deflate this.
I'm on time, but I'm bleeding. While we were having that horrifying discussion, the funniometer has been calculating who the funniest was this whole time, and it was John.
Yay!
Bruh!
Winner of tonight's game.
Bruh.
John, you get to tell everybody where they can find you out on the interlands.
I'm can be found online at atpnet.net.
Jason. .net, we know.
Yeah. jpollardvo.com and twitch.tv/welladjustedgamer for me.
Becky.
I'd like to be found in that Lisa Frank world he was talking about.
Sounds delightful.
But I'm here. I'm nowhere. Or am I?
Matt.
This is the largest online presence I have. And so I would like to leave you with the following hot takes. Pineapple belongs on pizza. A hot dog is a sandwich. And last but not least, sour cream donuts are the best donuts.
Mm. Cancel this, man.
Bold takes. Rob.
I want to start off by saying thank you for joining us for Jason's last ever episode after trying to cancel Matt, because all of Matt's takes were correct. You can also find me and the information on all the rest of our cast over at IJOV.net. It is the home of Inside Joke, Outside Voice, has all the links for our social media outlets. You can follow us on all the various social media platforms and the link to our YouTube channel. Please go like and subscribe so you get a notification every time we drop a new episode so you can be the first to watch it.
I think that says it all. I was real worried. I was like, is this Jason's last episode? Oh, okay. It's the donut thing. You can find me, James Hatton, at Red Voice everywhere that you look. And until next week, we will see you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.
Aww.
Bye, folks.